Hello, this is Joanna Matthews of Fringe Review in George Square Gardens, and...
I'm Matthew Duckett, currently appearing in My Left Right Foot, a co-production between Birds of Paradise Theatre and the National Theatre of Scotland.
So, Matthew, how's the show and how's it going?
It's been a wonderful experience. It's my first time at the Edinburgh Fringe, and the city is a completely different beast for this 1 month of the year, it seems. It's been really quite electric, and it's been an awful lot of fun to be involved in this project.
So you play a character called Chris. Do you want to tell me a bit about Chris?
Yeah, Chris is quite a sheltered, quite a shy individual, not very outgoing at all, but thanks to his mother, is often coerced into social situations to try and coax him into friendships and broader relationships with as many people as possible. And it's thanks to her that Chris finds himself at the local amateur dramatic society, where he is coerced into performing various sort of tech tasks for the society, mainly painting radiators, much to his dismay.
And then, what happens next?
Well, he develops a bit of a shine for Amy, who is a long-standing member of the society. She'd been sort of acting with them since her youth, and she decides that this is her time to move into a more sort of directorial role. Chris, as I say, has taken a shine to her, and when Amy asks Chris for insight in a production that they're thinking about developing, Chris jumps at the chance.
Now, I saw the show last night, so I know that it's about a company who puts on a version of Daniel Day-Lewis's My Left Foot. And how do they get it so spectacularly wrong?
Well, in the many beautiful and various ways that you might imagine an amateur dramatic society engaging with inclusivity to get these things wrong. Yes, they're engaging with My Left Foot, Christy Brown's autobiography, and they're trying to do so in order to win points for a festival that they're entering. They hear that inclusivity is the way to do that, to be right on. But the principal way in which they make a mistake is they're not aware of having any disabled actors as part of their company. So they cast their reliable talent, their known leading man with London credits, Grant, who is a non-disabled performer, which is the principal way in which they make the mistake. But of course, that never did Daniel Day-Lewis any disservice. So how could it possibly go wrong for them?
Eddie Redmayne is name checked too, as well, isn't it?
Yes, Eddie Redmayne comes up. Jared Leto comes up. It's the whole show is a bit of a commentary upon the sort of ableist casting agenda, because. Of course, though Daniel Day-Lewis's portrayal of Christy Brown is one of the more famous, this notion of cripping up, as it were, as it's now being referred to more widely, is a problem that's currently ongoing even still. You know, if you look at Natalie Dormer, at Jake Gyllenhaal, Eddie Redmayne, Jared Leto, Dwayne Johnson even in the latest blockbuster Skyscraper. You know, these casting decisions are still happening, and it can reek a little of Hollywood producers wanting to look after their bank balances rather than the sort of integrity of the work, you know, and they're wanting to find as the Kirktoon players consider Grant to be, they want to find their reliable talent, the name that will draw a crowd, rather than to look for people who can draw on experiences to tell a more accurate story, a more meaningful portrayal.
So we're making it sound a bit serious, and actually it's it's good fun as well, and
yes,
it really takes the piss out of that scenario as well as the Amdram scene as well. Unfortunately, for punters, it's practically sold out, but great news for you. Tell me a bit about some of the other roles you've done in your relatively short career.
Yes, it's quite a fledgling career. I left the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama in 2016, and since then have been working on some really rather interesting projects. This is my first chance to engage with what my position might be in the scene of disabled performers. Mm. Until now, because the effects of my impairment, I have cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. Because the effects of my impairment are so minor on the spectrum of CP, I am able to sort of, in inverted commas, pass for non-disabled. And that has been what the majority of my work has been. I've worked with the National Production Company, with the Gloucester Theatre Company in various roles. I've played Private Tomo Peaceful in a one-man version of Michael Morpurgo's Private Peaceful, which was a wonderful show. I've played the prosecuting lawyer of a woman called Alice Wealdon, a suffragette who housed war protesters and war refusers, I suppose is a more accurate term for them. And she was a very, very interesting woman for my history, and that was a great piece to be involved in. I actually multi-rolled in that. I played a shell-shocked soldier that she housed and her prosecuting lawyer. It was a really sort of interesting duality.
Now, what have you seen in Edinburgh that you've enjoyed? Because I understand this is your first Fringe.
Yes, it's my my first time at the Edinburgh Fringe. Not my first time in Edinburgh, but as I say, it's a very different thing to try and negotiate for the month of August.
And favourite show?
My favourite show, I have to give a shout out to a very good friend of mine from Central. She's up doing a wonderful piece of work. It's a one-woman show called Dangerous Giant Animals, which plays at the Underbelly Cowgate every day, bar a couple, I think, check the website. Dangerous Giant Animals, as I say, is a woman show about Christina's experiences growing up with a disabled sibling, and the effects that have on the family dynamic, on her life growing up, and how you can develop a friendship with someone with whom you can't communicate on the more sort of
everyday?
Usual level, yes, yeah. You know, okay. You have to sort of develop a separate method of communication and what that relationship becomes.
So well done, doing a plug for a mate show. So you've heard it there, folks, and go and get tickets for that one. And final question, most bizarre thing in the last 3 weeks?
Most bizarre. There's a wonderful show called This Is Your Trial, which is improvisational comics who pull members of the audience out who have been accused of fake crimes, and they defend and prosecute on stage in front of you. And some of the things that come out of that are really quite surreal.
Well, thank you very much, Matt, for taking the time out of your busy day. And this is Joanna and Matt and George Kerr Garden saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.